Jesus asks the question, what man having 100 sheep and losing one of them would not leave the 99 and go after the lost one until he finds it? What woman having 10 coins and losing one would not light a lamp and sweep the house until she finds it? The answer? Well, no one. No one's going to leave 99 sheep to go looking for one. You come back and all the other 99 are gone. You can't take time to sweep the whole house looking for one single coin. Let it go. Move on. That would be the typical answer. One less is no big deal. You still have others. But that's not the way with God. This is not his typical response. The one that is lost matters greatly to him. And to prove it, Jesus tells the parable of the prodigal son. Now, the story being told by Jesus to that Middle Eastern Jewish culture, this story would have been shocking to them to hear. To think that a youngest son is really saying, "Dad, you're not dying quick enough for me." Or, "Dad, I wish you were dead. Just give me the money so I can enjoy it, because I have no idea how long it's going to take till you die." To hear a son say that to his father, one who's been loving and caring and providing and thoughtful and generous, that person would have been dead to them. That's it. They're over. And the son who, after spending his father's money on wine, women, and song, hitting rock bottom, he comes to his senses and wants to return home. But he doesn't believe that he could be treated like a son anymore, based on that whole culture. So if I could just be treated like a hired hand, that would be fine enough for him. But the father, and here's where it's also shocking, is anxiously looking, waiting for his son to return. For that culture, that son was dead. I'm having nothing more to do with him. That's over. But here the father is looking for his son, waiting patiently for him to return. And when he sees him, he runs out to him and kisses him and welcomes him home. He's not treated like a hired hand. He's treated like a son, and even better than before he left. The one who was given such harshness to is meeting back generosity and love and mercy to the one who treated him so poorly. The father in the story is Jesus referring to his father, God, and as our father. While he could have had every reason to destroy the Israelites in our first reading this morning, to punish them for the inconsistency that they had with him, he doesn't. He shows them mercy and forgiveness. St. Paul, who slandered the early Christians and made them terrified, and even took part in the martyrdom of St. Stephen, he's now chosen to be an apostle, to one to go out to show to others how wonderful Christ's mercy and love is. The evil one has done a tremendous job in making people think that God does not exist. He has also done well to deceive people into believing they are unforgivable. It's something that we've done in our lives that we're ashamed of, embarrassed by. Well, God won't forgive that. You're unworthy of his love. You're no good. But the beauty of the readings remind us of God's always willing to forgive, to seek out who is lost and bring them back as sons and daughters and clothe them in a robe of mercy. Jesus, in appearing to St. Faustina in the 1930s, told her that the greatest attribute he wanted us to know and experience was his mercy. We are all sinners. We may look at those dark moments of our lives and think, can God really love me? Does God really forgive? He calls us to repentance, and he welcomes us back. Pope St. John Paul the Great once said, "We are not the sum of our weaknesses and failures. We are the sum of the Father's love for us and our real capacity to become the image of his Son. God sees the sins, but he sees the potential in every one of us to become the image of his own divine Son. God, who is always looking and seeking, rescues us and brings us back into that right relationship with the Father. And when we hit rock bottom, all we need to do is look up and raise up our hands, and the Father will pull us up and embrace us in his love. May we turn to the Lord, whose great love and mercy endures forever. And may we return to him from any dark spots of our lives and experience that gentle and loving embrace. And there, with all the angels, rejoice in the one who has returned."